Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, John Jackson. There's only one place we can start, really. That is with the latest transfer news as Raheem Sterling edges ever closer to completing his move from Manchester City to Chelsea. Let's hear from three blokes who'd probably have a good night out with you. Here's the former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino, TalkSport's Alex Crook, and the former Liverpool striker Dean Saunders, all speaking on TalkSport.
I thought it would have happened by now, to be honest, because we know that personal terms have been agreed. He's happy with the contract on offer from Chelsea. He's actually getting a pay rise on his current wage at Manchester City, so no issues there.
You can only sell him to a rival because he's a level of where it's a Champions League team. It's right. A top four team. You know, Raheem's not going to go to a mid-table team anywhere. He's going to go to a Champions League team without a doubt, or a team in this, you know, in the Premier League of a top four.
He will help them bridge the gap, but was it 16, 17 points behind Manchester City? That's a big gap.
It's just come to the time of 1 year to go. A club that's coming after him is only going to be a big team. You know, how many clubs are going to give him a pay rise from Man City, really? So it has to be an elite team.
Sterling will make them better, but they still need, for me, three or four top players to get anywhere near Liverpool or Manchester City.
He's a little bit like Mo Salah will miss chances. But he gets a lot of chances. Raheem misses chances. And he gets a lot. And he converts enough times to justify his numbers.
Chelsea, they've got to do better, Faye. I said this in the week. Chelsea can't afford to be just finishing third and happy with top four and try and get to the domestic cup final. Chelsea need to be back fighting for the Premier League. That's what Chelsea fans are used to.
He'll get to that byline. He'll create chances. And he'll score lots of goals for Chelsea. Raheem's downside is that he probably doesn't convert as much as his chances. You know, the chances he gets in front of goal, he's just not as good a finisher as you'd expect with his numbers.
He only started 23 games last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he averages 15 goals a season, which is good for a wide player. I think Sterling, like, I wouldn't want to give him to somebody else.
There's never a guarantee on a transfer. I say that all the time. But I do think it's a terrific signing because he does things that very few wide men can do.
Well, staying with football, England take on Norway tomorrow in their second match of Euro 2020. The game's live on TalkSport from 7 p.m. And here's striker Ellen White, the former Lionesses striker Faye White, and midfielder Kira Walsh, who've all been speaking ahead of tomorrow's match in Brighton.
I think lots of countries are in a good position. So are we, I think.
Heads it down. Williamson with the shot blocked in the area. And then volley back in. And what a tremendous goal from Rachel Daly.
I think Norway are obviously a great side. I think they have some world-class players. But I feel like there's so many teams in this tournament that have that.
In the penalty area, shooting position. And Blackstad finds the net. And Norway lead at St Mary's.
I think that Norway, when they have that quality in front of goal, it's so difficult to stop.
Maybe we could have scored a few more goals or made some better decisions in that final third. But ultimately, I think, you know,
it's room for us to grow in this tournament. It's only game one.
You know, we've got a big game coming up on Monday and we know that we need to put in a performance then as well.
If we get to the latter stages, everyone won't remember this first game
that
happened. There were more chances on another day. You know, that is one thing I think with the England team, especially in the first half, and when they get to the latter stage, they have to take these chances that they're creating.
You know, we're not looking to be the finished product in the first game. We want to get through all the way to the end, and that's when we want to be putting in our best performances.
Yeah, without doubt, the toughest test. Norway have won the championship, won major tournaments before, and are starting to come back to that level.
They're a phenomenal team. I think this group is a really tough group. But yeah, we watched it, we've analysed it, and we're fully focused on what we can do.
They've got a lot of players that do play in the WSL, so England will know, you know, a lot about them, won't be feared by them, but we'll have to improve our performance.
Norway are a top team and we know what to expect from them. I think for us, it's just about focusing on what we can do better in our game. And obviously, you know, we're going to give them respect. As I said, they've got some top players.
You know, I could sit here and name pretty much every team in this tournament who are phenomenal and could potentially go on and do really well in this tournament.
I think up to now, we've kind of just spoken about, you know, what we can do and how we can kind of get rid of those nerves from the first game and just get our heads down and really focus on a professional performance on Monday.
We want to go into this Norway game and hopefully put on a really big performance, but yeah, they're a great side. They've got some amazing players and, you know, they're really well organised, so it will be a tough game on Monday.
I think for us, we're not looking past Monday. It's a massive game and we're not shy about that. You know, we do need to win.
You know, there will only be a couple of chances for the teams each in this game, and England have to be better at taking them.
We'll continue to grow, hopefully, and you know, we've been out on the training field and wanting to improve and wanting to develop, and hopefully you'll see that on Monday.
And you can hear England against Norway live on TalkSport tomorrow evening from 7 p.m. On to tennis now, and Yelena Rybakina is the new Wimbledon champion after she came from behind to beat Tunisian Ons Jabeur 2-1 on centre court. Here's the best of TalkSport's reaction to the final at SW19.
There was very little emotion from Yelena Rybakina as she became the new Wimbledon ladies singles champion. The 6'23-year-old had come from a set down to beat Tunisia's Ons Jabeur 3-6, 6-2, 6-2. The match had really swung her way at the start of the second set. She broke the world number two and doubled up, courtesy of a lucky line call. She scored another early break in the third set and stayed on top despite determined efforts from Ons Jabeur, Rybakina saving 9 break points in the match.
I didn't expect that I'm going to be honestly in the second week of Grand Slam at Wimbledon, and to be a winner, I mean, it's just amazing, and I honestly don't have words to say how happy I am, but I wouldn't be here without my team.
I love this tournament so much, and I feel really sad, but I mean, it's tennis. There is only one winner. I'm really happy that I'm trying to inspire, you know, many generations from my country.
Looking ahead to the men's final later this afternoon, it's Novak Djokovic against the bad boy of tennis, Australian Nick Kyrgios, with Djokovic one more win away from a 21st Grand Slam title. Shortly, you'll hear from former tennis player Barry Cowan and current pro Jamie Murray, who's won the mixed doubles at Wimbledon twice. But here's both players first, who've been relishing today's final.
It's always a goal to get to the championship match. Every tournament that I play on, particularly Grand Slam. So, of course, I'm very satisfied and pleased that I am putting myself in a position to win the trophy.
It's not the way I wanted to get to the final. And, you know, as a competitor, I really did want that match.
I'm just looking forward to this final and hopefully giving it all and winning.
It's exciting, you know, to say that I have a chance to play for a Grand Slam singles title after everything is... It's pretty cool.
It would definitely be a very interesting match, and you know, you can't knock the fact that Kyrgios is he's never lost to Djokovic before.
The experience that I have at this level and playing in the finals against someone that has never played a Grand Slam final could be slightly in my favour.
The one thing's for sure, whether I win or lose on Sunday, I'm going to be happy, because it's just such a great achievement that I thought I'd never be a part of.
All of a sudden, this is a Wimbledon final, all eyes on him. Can he win a Grand Slam? It's a totally, totally different pressure.
You know, since I was born, only 8 people have ever won this title. So, like, I don't know, I'm just going to give it my best shot.
These are the occasions where he thrives, you know, big stage.
So in a way, it's also not a surprise for me that he's there.
No, he's been Djokovic twice when they played back in 2017. The Wimbledon final is a different beast.
I never thought I'd be here. I never thought that I'd be playing for the actual men's title. I feel like it's the pinnacle of tennis.
No doubt he's going to be aggressive. I expect him to do that. I'm going to make sure I get ready for that one and let the better player win.
I'm just super proud and I'm just ready to go. You know, I'm going to give it my all and we'll see what happens.
Moving on to rugby union, and it was a record-breaking Saturday with Wales beating South Africa for the first time in their history, 13-12, and Ireland beating the All Blacks in New Zealand for the first time ever. England also bounced back to level their series with Australia, but here's the reaction from the first two historic games with both head coaches who spoke with Sky Sports News after the match.
New Zealand 12, Ireland 23. The Irish victorious for the first ever time on New Zealand soil in this their 14th time of trying.
They keep turning up time and time again and doing special things for Irish rugby, for the Irish people. And, you know, I'm so glad that they was able to get over the line.
Andy Farrell's men were more than good value for their win as well, taking the early initiative with an Andrew Porter try. The big prop scored again in the second half in and around 13 points from the boot of the ever-dependable Johnny Sexton.
Things are not always going to go sprightly for you within any game, especially against the world's best, you know. So our composure when we do make a mistake, it doesn't change. We just stay on point and we got what we deserve.
We should be in for quite a decider in Wellington next Saturday morning after it finished in Dunedin. New Zealand 12, Ireland 23.
These lads have created a bit of history, but they've earned the right to try and compete for a series next week. But more importantly, you know, we come over here for a reason, for these young lads to get some game time, a big squad, and this game on Tuesday night is just as important as this one for us.
Full time, South Africa 12, Wales 13. Wales have made history. They've beaten the Springboks in South Africa for the first time. Josh Adams's late try gives them a 1-point victory in the game, and it also squares up this series at one game all with a final test to play next week.
You know, there was a lot of passion in the change room before the game and at halftime. The boys were still obviously very, very keen to get the job done after last week.
The Welsh were written off coming into this series. Most people didn't give them a chance, and last week they had their hearts broken. South Africa won the game with the final kick, but this week they've responded against a much changed Springboks side.
Just pleased that we got there. It wasn't easy by any stretch. You know, the South African team that came out as we knew they would, played very well.
And Wales have proven a lot of their doubters wrong. A big, big victory for Wayne Pivac and his players. It sets up the series nicely. It means it will go down to the final test, the full-time score, South Africa 12, Wales 13.
We're in the race now for a series next week. It's going to be a huge challenge. It'll be a different South African side, we know. So, it just makes for a good series, and it's going to be a big week for us, and we'll look forward to it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And we end today by looking back at the cricket as England slipped to a 49-run defeat in the second T20 against India at Edgbaston. It means they've now lost the series ahead of today's third and final game at Trent Bridge, although they are getting slightly better. They lost the first game by 50 runs. TalkSport's John Norman was watching.
England got off to a great start. 34-year-old debutant Richard Gleeson taking 3 wickets inside his first 8 deliveries. But India recovered, despite again losing 2 wickets and 2 balls to leave them reeling at 89 for 5. Experience told in the end, though. Jadeja top scoring with 46, India posting 170 for 8, and then striking early. Jason Roy went first ball. Butler was caught behind for 4 when Will Livingston was bowled for 15. England 27 for 3, and nobody stuck around long enough to make an impression on that run chase. Like the first T20, England never recovered. They lost on Thursday by 50 runs. A slight improvement, I suppose, today, losing by 49. But it means that England have lost the 3-match series to India, with one still to play. They're 2-0 down after losing at Edgbaston by 49 runs.
And you can hear more live cricket across the TalkSport network as we bring you the one-day international series between Ireland and New Zealand on TalkSport 2. The first game of that series gets started at 10:45 a.m. this morning. So that's it for another TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. If you haven't already, make sure you hit subscribe. Of course, there will be another one of these TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you can that's legal to get your hands on it. But until then, thanks for listening. This has been the TalkSport Daily.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.